Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Oh, well, here we are. Heading into the Labor Day weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Oh, yeah.
And Lindsay's all dressed like she's going to see some people today.
Yes.
The big day at the school. Is that right?
Big day at the school. We are meeting Brooks's teachers.
Okay.
And it's just, we're just meeting them, leaving, and he starts school the day after Labor Day.
Right. Now, when you meet them today, are they going to say, well, you know, we've really heard a lot on the radio about the difficulties with his potty training.
Yeah.
Is that all taken care of?
That's going to be brought up because that's my first question to them is, how are we going to do this? Can he start? Please don't tell me to potty train him before he comes out. I've tried all summer.
So are they, what are the rules though? You've had one kid go through the whole, that same school. So,
yeah. So the rules are very, very loose. It depends on the teacher. So Delilah had a teacher that was so late, whatever, live and let live, you know?
Yeah.
And, I still talk to her to this day. She's awesome. She's older. She just doesn't care about anything. Love her. I've heard some teachers don't bring them back until they're fully potty trained. Cause we're not baby teachers. We don't change diapers,
mm-hmm.
which I get too.
Right. Especially at that age when, you know, the kids are eating pizza and cheeseburgers and stuff, you know,
full size man.
Right. Yeah.
So this teacher, okay. I'm embarrassed to even say this. I requested her to be a friend on Instagram, and I'm pending. I've been pending for like 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm.
And the reason I did is because I like to connect with the teachers on, I know a lot of the other teachers have done that. So I thought this teacher might want, but she's younger and I don't know.
She didn't want you to see her out doing shots at the club and stuff. Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm embarrassed now because I'm going to be walking up in there today. Like, you have me pending.
Oh, she knows.
She knows. Yeah.
Don't you think, Riggins?
Yeah. She's like, this old lady just added me on Instagram.
She's not that much younger, but she's probably 35.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. She's probably just setting up healthy boundaries.
I probably just, you know, took it too far for you.
I don't think there's anything wrong with requesting somebody on social media. You know, young people, though, they take it like, how dare you? You know, if you're not somebody they would accept.
Right.
Then they're like,
Yeah. Yeah. She might be thinking this old lady. I mean,
yeah.
You're right. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. You know, everything's looking up.
Do you think the young teachers there think you're older than you are?
I don't know. It's because I did that when I was younger. So probably.
Yeah. They probably think you're like in your 60s. That's what I tell people anyway. Lindsay's in her 60s now. Can you believe it?
Listen, we have a listener that thinks I am because she sent me 1970 pictures of this club in Louisiana and asked if I knew anyone in the photos.
What?
Yeah. Like, ma'am, I was born in 84. Thank you.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, Mr. Riggins, what are you doing for the long weekend? Are you going to see your parents or your brothers or anything?
Yeah, I'm going to see everybody over the weekend. Probably not all at the same time, but yeah, I'm going to see them all. But this is kind of a downer because I'm not drinking right now.
Yeah.
So
for you, what's the change? Tell me.
I just needed to not drink as much. Oh, okay. Change is I need to drink less.
Not same.
Yeah, so I have to dry out a little bit. So it's not, yeah, I don't know. It's not as fun. Labor Day is supposed to be about, like, you know, last hurrah for summer.
Yeah.
This is not fun. I should have waited like a couple more weeks.
Oh, yeah. You got to wait until after things like Labor Day.
I think so.
I didn't start my diet until, was it? Let's see. Oh, it was after 4th of July.
That's
it,
right.
It was right upon us. Yeah.
That makes sense.
So yeah, now I'm here for Labor Day weekend and I can't drink or eat anything fun. You know? But your brother from Atlanta and all, they're coming too?
I don't know. I shouldn't say that. Yeah, I don't know that they're coming up. But typically on these long weekends, we end up, everybody sees each other.
Mm-hmm. So you think you'll drink and have a few beers and go, I got to start after this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
How long has it been since you've had a beer?
4 weeks.
How have you not told me this? Y'all both have the most willpower. Good for you.
Well,
good for you.
I don't know. It's not something like I didn't need. I'm not an alcoholic. I just knew. Obviously. I was like, I've been drinking a lot over the summer. And I was like, you know what? I probably need to just, dry out for a little bit.
But I think 4 weeks has proven to yourself that you could quit anytime you wanted.
Oh, yeah.
So just start doing it again. You've proven it. What else you got to prove?
I know. It's so boring, too. It's so boring. And then I guess you realize, like, oh, yeah, it's not, you find yourself being more productive, I guess.
Yeah.
But, right, it's just boring.
I don't find myself being more productive.
Oh, no? No.
Well, because I only drank on Saturdays anyway, so I wasn't trying to produce on Saturdays.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
You only drink on Saturdays?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's boring too.
I know.
Yeah.
Now, if there was an occasion, like if I'm really in the kitchen cooking something, I always want to have a beer while I'm cooking.
Sure. Yeah.
And if it's during the week, it's almost like as soon as that little of the bottle cap coming off makes that sound, somebody comes running in the kitchen. Oh, drinking during the week.
Oh, God.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You could use a cocktail. You join me.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's the thing. She can drink wine any day of the week when she goes out with her friends and stuff.
Yeah.
Of course. And does. I don't say anything.
Wine's not really alcohol, guys.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I have no argument because I'm fat. She's always got that trump card of, she never would say you're fat, but I thought you were trying to lose weight and you don't need to be drinking that much. And the kids are worried about you. That's the kids are worried. You're going to have a heart attack.
Oh my God.
So that's one of the reasons why I'm driven to get skinty.
Yeah.
And then, she doesn't have that as an argument. I can say, you know what? You're eating a little too much, Jody. Yeah. I'm the authority now because I'm skinny.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Make sure you subscribe to the TJ and Riggins Show on YouTube. Just search TJ Riggins TV on YouTube and make sure you subscribe so you never miss when a new show is posted. And the best part is that it's totally free. Subscribe to our YouTube channel today.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So I know, Lindsay, you don't describe yourself as a helicopter parent, do you?
Yeah, I do.
You kind of do. Yeah.
Actually, I don't, but Kyle does.
Yeah, that
I
makes
learned
sense.
That the other day. He said, "You're like one of those helicopter parents, right?" I was like, "Okay."
Yeah, okay. Well, it turns out you're not the only one. There's this new study that came out that shows how much people are sheltering their kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty shocking. 1 in 4 kids isn't allowed to play alone, even in their front yard.
Well, okay, I get that because they might be kidnapped.
Well, this is exactly what they're talking about. Yeah. I mean,
It's a different time, though. I played till 9 o'clock at night, and my mom never knew where we were. It was the '80s. Like, this is, I mean, I'm serious. The UPS guy's picking up people on the side of the road.
Yeah. 45.
Okay, hold on. Allegedly.
Allegedly. No, he got caught.
We don't need a bunch of attorneys showing up at our front door wearing brown shorts.
Sorry. But it was proven in a different state. This happened like a month ago. It was all over the but allegedly, whatever.
But, I like the idea of the attorney showing up in brown shorts. I like that.
Their legal team, that's what they were.
Yeah,
I like that. 45% of kids have never walked alone down an aisle of a grocery store when a parent was in another aisle. Half the kids have never walked down an aisle of a store by themselves.
What age is kids? See, this is going to make me mad. Are we
between 8 and 12?
Okay.
8 and 12.
Okay. I'm not there yet. I don't know.
62% have never walked or biked anywhere without an adult. 67% have never done work that they've been paid for, like babysitting or shoveling snow or raking leaves.
Okay.
That's 8 to 12 year olds.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
And then 61% of kids have never made plans with a friend without a parent helping.
Oh,
so
okay. Yeah.
Come over to my house after school kind of thing. Like that's just never happened.
I'm 50-50. Okay.
Well, my parents and I may have been a little bit the other way too much. Because I remember vividly when I was 8, my mama giving me money and telling me to get on my motorcycle and go get her a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
Just choked. Oh my God. I'm sorry. Motorcycle?
Yeah.
To buy cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
I am just in shock.
Hey, Lindsay, I started riding a motorcycle at 6. So a year older than Delilah, your daughter.
Not even a year old. Right. I am. And she can't even, she barely can ride a bike.
That's like, the thing. I had to learn to ride a bicycle in order to get the motorcycle my dad had already bought for me.
Okay. This is taking I think we need to deep dive into this.
He said, okay, you got your motorcycle out there, but you got to learn to ride a bike first. And I was like, what are you talking? Why? And it's, well, you got to learn how to balance on two wheels and you can't start on a motorcycle. You know, they were very cautious about that stuff.
Sure. Your parents were cool as hell, man. If I was your friend, I'd be like, your parents are awesome. But me looking at it, I'm like, oh my God, they were crazy.
Well, my friend's parents were cool with it too. They let them get on the back of my motorcycle and I'd ride them all over the neighborhood.
I can't.
Yeah.
I'm a helicopter mom. Okay. I am.
Yeah, so, and nobody ever got hurt in the 80s.
Sure.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, so last night was the first time of many to come that my news talk show was preempted.
Mm-hmm.
Because of, you know, I told y'all about this the other day. The radio station is the official station in Charlotte for the Tar Heels Network. Last night was the first coaches show or whatever they call it. And it goes from 7 until 8. And I guess it's going to be, the same night every week. And, my show is from 7 to 9. So I had to be there from 8 to 9. Mm. And, you know, it happens on a night where there was just a huge, tragedy going on in the country with that school shooting and everything the other night.
Yeah.
Did I say last night? It was the night before last. Sorry.
It all runs together.
Yeah, it really does. And, I was thinking though, since the radio station that I'm affiliated with in Charlotte is the official Charlotte station for Tar Heels football, I could maybe get Bill Belichick. I think it would be funny since he's the coach of the Carolina Tar Heels this year. I think it would be funny if I could get him to do one of those little identifier things that, you know, that radio stations run.
Yeah.
That would say, hi, this is Bill Belichick, and I'm never more excited than I am when the TJ Ritchie show is on.
Yes.
You know, something like that. That would be great. Funny. But then I thought, all it's going to take is a quick little background search and find that I have done nothing but made fun of him.
Oh.
You know, about his relationship being with a 24-year-old or whatever she is.
I don't picture him really caring about that for some reason. No, he's kind of all, you know.
But he does have a sense of humor, even though he's always so solemn and everything. He does have a sense of humor. And he's just very dry and he can make jokes. And I have seen him smile a couple of times.
I've never seen him smile.
On occasion. Yeah, you can sometimes, yeah. Not often.
It's like a forced, you know, like that. But he's silly with her and he used to be silly with his ex. You know, they dressed up in pirate costumes, going off to parties and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Sure.
I guess just when he's talking about work, he's all serious, you know, like we are.
Totally.
Well, and by the time you ask him to do this, he might be so over her. I'm surprised it already hasn't happened. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I get it, man. Trust me.
Well, maybe you could put some pressure on your boss or whoever your boss is. I don't even know if you have a boss, but maybe he could do the request from Bill or Coach Bill.
Well,
Coach Belichick, whatever.
That's how I'm going to have to find out. I'm going to have him ask. But I am not in a position, Riggins, to put pressure on anybody. I'm the low man on the totem pole. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I'm not used to that. I'm used to the opposite. But I think I've handled it pretty well.
I think you have.
I don't go throwing my weight around up there.
No.
I mean, I don't think I could. I'm fat and all.
Good point.
I knew that going in. I mean, you know, you don't see them preempting the morning show for a coach's football show on the radio.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there you go.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Make sure you subscribe to the TJ and Riggins Show on YouTube. Just search TJ Riggins TV on YouTube and make sure you subscribe so you never miss when a new show is posted. And the best part is that it's totally free. Subscribe to our YouTube channel today.
What is new radio?
New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Even though it's a holiday weekend, I've got some important work to do. not on the professional side of things, but on the home improvement, home maintenance side of things.
Oh.
Or as our manager Adam would say, in the home maintenance department.
Yeah. Right.
I'm going to be the head of the home maintenance department this week. The exterminator was up here the other day and went up in the attic, and he came back down and he told Jody that the little pan that goes around the air conditioning unit and all that, it sits in a giant pan. Mm-hmm. The condensation and all of that. If it starts to drip, that pan catches it. But if you see water standing in that thing, you got something wrong. So he told her that there was something wrong and there was water up there. So she had me go up in the attic, take a picture of it and send it to Chuck, who is her sister's husband. And Chuck is, you know, I've talked about him before. He can do anything. As he says, built their house. I put every stick in this house. He built the whole thing by himself.
Sure.
Of course it's like a one room dirt floor shack, but still he built it.
Every stick.
Yeah. And so, I sent him the pictures and then he doesn't text. Chuck is a non-texter. He wants to talk. He wants to visit when he calls. So he called me back yesterday when I was on my way to work And he said, well, I think what you got, Richie, is you got a, there's a hose or drain pipe right there, and it's probably got some gunk in it. It's backed up. If you can easily, you know, you can do it. You just take that side panel off of there and then get you, you got a shop vac, right? I said, no, but my neighbor does, and I'm sure he'd let me borrow it. All right, we'll get your neighbor's shop back, and then you put it over that hose right there, and you just kind of put a seal, like hold it, seal around, and suck all that stuff out of there. And then you see that red wire coming out of there, that little red switch and wire and all that. That's a floating switch or floater switch or something. That's there in case that water gets too high on there, and then it'll shut the whole system down so it don't ruin your attic ceiling and stuff. So I said, you know what, Chuck? I can't wait to tell Jody that you said that I can easily fix that.
Yes.
He goes, well, I know she ain't going to let you do it, is she? I said, no way.
Hell no way. But.
Of course not.
You are getting someone to, because this exact same thing just happened to me, and we have a hole in our, remember?
Mm-hmm.
It leaked through the. Three levels,
yeah,
down the wall, and then in our kitchen, our whole ceiling's out of our kitchen. Someone's fixing it, obviously.
Sounds like y'all don't have a floater switch on that.
That's it. It broke, and the didn't know switch. What. Yep.
Yeah.
So Godspeed. God.
Can you imagine? I'm trying to drag a big shop vac up the attic stairs and
all that. I was thinking.
But you're I told heavy, him, right? I said, I will do it if your sister-in-law will allow it. You know, knowing I'm not doing it anyway. But, he's the type of person that if he says something's easy that you can do yourself, you just go along with it. Because he would never, ever call an air conditioning person to come work on that, ever.
Ever, yeah.
He didn't need to. He could handle it. He's a master plumber, you know.
Love him.
That's right.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right. How much of a millennial do I look like? Because sitting on my desk here, I have, so I can reach it at any time. I have Burt's Bees chai flavor.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah.
I love chai.
I know that's the thing, but Gen Xers like I am don't need to be, we don't like chai.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a millennial and I don't like chai.
You're also boys. Women love a chai.
Mm-hmm. Not women my age. Really? They're more into like a Theraflu or something. You know, they need that or something to keep them regular, you know.
Sure. Like a Metamucil tea. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Lindsay, you got, y'all are going to take in some unhoused people at your house who live with you?
Okay. Get ready. Buckle up. So, Kyle's sister and brother-in-law are selling their house quickly. And what I mean by that is one day they just said, we're selling our house and it's on the market today.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened within 2 days. They don't have a place to live. So a couple nights ago, Kyle was like, hey, Marty, which is her husband, said, hey, we're going to just come live in your basement if that's cool.
Ooh.
And if you know my basement, you could have someone live down there and you would not know, but I would know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I will know. There's a kitchen. You know, it's the guy that built it built it for his 90-year-old mom to live down there, and she's got everything, you know, whatever, but she never ended up getting, she passed, I think, before she lived down there. So he just finished it, and it's like a little apartment to itself, but I'm going to know. They have two kids, a dog, and themselves.
Mm. So is there a separate entrance to that part of the house?
There is. But it doesn't matter because no one consulted me, A. And B, he goes back and I said, "You can't. Are you serious? You're not serious, right?" He was like, "Oh, no, it was just kind of a joke." But I knew it's not. I know it's not a joke.
How old are their kids?
15 and 14 and 16.
Oh, well, they won't bother you. It's not like about, you know, some little young kids running around.
Well, I had thought about maybe doing it just because live-in babysitters, I'm not mad about it. Because the oldest can drive now. I think she just turned 17. So, but listen, I don't know. I don't want to say too much.
Somebody different living in your house.
Yeah. Correct. I've never been that type to be like, yeah, stay with me for a few months. Never.
Jody has a friend that's like that. And she has had people live with her that she barely even knows. She's just like, they needed help. And she seemed like a nice person. She did that with one girl when she was young and pregnant.
Oh, wow.
She was just young and she had left home at an early age. She was an adult though. And she ended up living with her for years until she got married and had a family of her own. Yeah.
What? When Jody was living by herself, like as a single woman?
Yeah. No, her friend gave the single girl that she had met, barely knew her.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Now Trending happens every hour on the TJ and Riggins Show, getting you caught up on the world's biggest stories in pop culture, world news, and all the hottest news trending on the internet. Don't miss it. It's Now Trending every hour on the TJ and Riggins Show.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Red alert. It's happening. The Powerball, the next drawing is on Saturday. The jackpot is up to $950 million. It is the sixth largest jackpot in Powerball history, and it is the biggest one in over a year. So $950 million cash value, $428.9 million. So 428, taxes take 50%, or what is it, 55%, really? Something like that.
Yeah.
Ew.
Something crazy like that. So you end up with about 250, I would imagine, 250, 275. So still not bad. But
from almost a billion down to 250 million. It's terrible.
Silly.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. I would still love 250. I mean, cool. I would be happy.
And that's how that's how they get you. You know, they'll say, well, I mean, $250 million is still a lot, but you don't think about how much, like none of your ancestors would ever want for anything if you got the actual $900 million.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Right. I get that. What I would like to see a stipulation put in place for is if you win that jackpot, they should give the winner some kind of oversight about how that tax money is being spent, or at least like let you know first, like, here's what we're going to do with that $700 million mm-hmm. we took from you through the lottery. Here's how we're going to disperse it, and just kind of like give you a heads up. I think that might be like a nice thing to do. They're not going to do it.
They stress so much that it's the education lottery. I think pretty much all states say that ours is the North Carolina education lottery. Well, they're still constantly talking about the schools don't have enough money.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. So is it the education lottery really?
Yeah.
Or is that just how you get Christians who don't believe in gambling to go along with it?
Yeah. Mm. This is hard.
Are you going to play this Powerball, TJ?
Yeah, I've been playing every week. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
What a revelation. TJ's been playing the lottery every week.
Yeah, I do it kind of in Ace's memory.
Oh, he sure. He would be the lottery. There's no, he did, and he loved following the Powerball jackpot. So today is definitely for Ace. So good luck to whoever's playing this week. A Florida woman has been arrested for super gluing veneers on patients. She did not have her dental license, but she lives in Florida. And yeah, they said she was actually doing pretty good work. The people that went to her seemed to like their veneers. But yeah, they found out that she was super gluing the fake veneers without a dental license. So her name is Emily Martinez. See,
this is the thing. The patients knew and they were happy with what she was doing. But what happens is the government comes in and they have to say, well, we're not getting our cut out of this because you're not licensed and we're not getting your tax money and all of that. But I just look at it like, hey man, customer and a shop owner here, you like the service you're getting. Nobody got hurt. Yeah, you're fine. Right.
You just have to eat liquid foods for the rest of your life.
I think licensing dentists is just a little bit of an overreach.
A little uptight when it comes to that. So she is facing some possible jail time. We'll see how that turns out. It really is. It really is. We've got more coming.
This is the TJ and Riggin Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Yes.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Riggin Show.
TJ was talking earlier about how his night show that airs every weeknight on a radio station in Charlotte called WBT. It's 1110 AM, 99.3 FM. Is that right? His show is being preempted during football season because Coach Bill Belichick, who is the head coach of the Tar Heels, UNC Chapel Hill, he's the head coach of their football team, and he's got his own radio show. So it's taking up an hour of TJ's two-hour spot, which
And he's barely on it, though. They just do a quick interview with him, and then the rest of it is just talking to other people about the team and stuff.
That's probably a good idea. I don't know that I could hear him talk for an hour straight. He's just, I'm sure he knows what he's talking about, obviously. He is kind of monotone in one note.
Yeah. It's a great word for him.
He's not going to give you any breaking information either.
Right.
He can keep everything close to the vest. He's not going to tell you anything that he's doing, you know, with the team that might jeopardize the other team finding out.
Yeah. You know what would spice up his show a little bit? If he talked about this story that was out earlier this week that his girlfriend, the 24-year-old, is filing a trademark on the term gold digger because she and her boyfriend, Bill Belichick, want to sell jewelry and keychains with the phrase gold digger. Now this is being reported widely over all the sites. But it's not hard to believe he seems to be leaning into this sort of, the discussion about him dating a much, much, much younger woman.
I'm always confused though on that, how that the copyright, trademark stuff works, because if you just take a word that has been in our society forever and you just say, now I own that word. Wouldn't Kanye West have owned it first?
That's what
exactly. So what do we take away from that? We know this is a term that's been used plenty of times. It's certainly been used in media. Is this story out there to just sort of keep that hype rolling, get excitement about this upcoming football season by planting this story that they're, you know, trademarking the term gold digger, which is exactly what I think is happening. I think they got a little bit of taste with when he was putting his book out and all that drama was going on. It sold him a bunch of books. I think this is another PR scheme to get people talking about Bill Belichick and the football program.
Really?
That's what I think.
And so you think that would help the football program get more like a Taylor Swift kind of thing?
I think the drama is going to help them sell tickets. And I think any kind of excitement around him is what they're going for.
I mean, he just loses excitement. I don't know what you're talking about.
See, for exactly. me, that would make me ban the whole organization. Like, y'all are idiots. What year is it? Gold Digger? What year is it?
There is a, just a full court press to feminize sports.
Yeah.
And this is yet another way they could be doing it, you know.
You get the hot person off the field who's got a little bit of heat, and you use it to sort of get excitement, get your name in the mm-hmm. online and stuff like that. So this seems pretty shallow to me, because you can file a trademark request for anything for a coffee pot. Doesn't mean it's going to be granted. So the fact that they're using Gold Digger to sell keychains, something is not adding up. I promise you that something is not adding up. But I can't wait for this football season. I can't wait. I hope there's drama and much, much more. Coming up, we have the Week in Review, where I recap everything that happened this week on the show.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So it is not just a regular Friday. This is a special Friday because we're going into a big, fun, long holiday weekend. Labor Day and all over the place. So that means that no pressure, Riggins. Today's feature segment needs to be extra, extra special. So it is all of the funny things that have happened throughout the week on the show and in the pop culture. It's Riggins Week in Review. Go.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Cracker Barrel changed their logo, a decision many people opposed. Meanwhile, Waffle House is smoking a cigarette inside with the windows closed. Hey, we don't care. Did people overreact? Well, maybe. I mean, they didn't commit a crime. So sending death threats to chain restaurants can't be the smartest use of your time. Yeah. And I don't get into politics. I don't have anything intelligent to say. And Lindsay could never be woke because she's sleeping most of the day. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. You're not sleeping as much, though. I have noticed that.
Yeah.
Hostess is recalling Ding Dongs for potential mold. They're doing exactly what they should do. And judging by my camera angle, looks like they'll be missing a box or two. Yeah, really. It's violent. Travis and Taylor are now engaged. Just let them enjoy it. God forbid. Lindsay screamed, "Why can't I have that?" And it's like, Lindsay, you already did. You know, I bet she just pushes him around and belittles everything he's got and nags him and demeans him. Man, that sounds so hot. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Don't belittle and nag me, though. TJ's LSU plays tomorrow. TJ seems really excited to me. Just kidding. He's actually miserable. Looks like he pooped his pants at the DMV. Lil Nas X was arrested and charged with felonies. That was a topic being discussed. And now I'm just working up the courage because my mom is going to be crushed. She loves him. My dog has had diarrhea for 3 days straight. It was definitely something he ate. I've never eaten a rabbit turd, but he seems to think they're great. And this is my song. It's called A Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Good.
Very good.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my God. How horrible would that be to poop your pants at the DMV?
The worst place. I thought about a plane, but a DMV is worse, right?
Because you got to give up your spot in line.
True.
Exactly.
I wouldn't give it up.
It's awful.
Who's that stinking?
Yeah. So I need TJ's advice. There's one celebrity that has recently moved to Louisiana, if you can believe it. And they've got some interesting thoughts about the state. And I want to see if TJ can confirm. We'll get to it coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
So I got a question for TJ about his home state of Louisiana. There's a celebrity that has just moved down there. But in case you don't get to stream the show live, you can always get it later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on YouTube. Or if you want to head over to tjriggins.com, you can also get it there. So make sure you never miss a show on all the podcast platforms. So or there's
radio.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. TJ is from Louisiana. He's got LSU playing this Saturday. He's very nervous about it. He's not even really talking about it, which is funny. He like kind of keeps it all inside. He's like bottling it up inside. I could tell. But there is a celebrity that has moved to Louisiana, and that is Lana Del Rey. Lana Del Rey is married to a swamp. What do you call that? An airboat guy.
Yeah. Tour guide. Yeah.
A tour guide that uses those airboats that you see in the swamps and stuff like that. And the world was like, you met this guy in Louisiana and married him. And she seems to be living like a relatively normal married life now in Louisiana.
Yeah. Now, did she meet him because she took one of those alligator tours?
I think so.
Because, you know, my wife is dying to ride on one of those airboats through the swamp. She's always wanted to do that.
I assume that everybody from Louisiana, like that was just like a major method of transportation.
Like a taxi.
I thought everybody did it.
Yeah, you know how I try to explain to people, Louisiana is broken up into three different cultures, basically. Middle to north Louisiana is more of just country people, kind of like the Duck Dynasty people. And middle down is Cajun, and they're the ones with the airboats and the alligators and all of that. And then New Orleans is different than all of it. So they're a completely different culture.
Yeah. And she marries this guy. She's now living down there. But here's the quote that just came out in all the tabloids this week. She was quoted as saying, "I love Louisiana now. And I love going swimming in the bayou." And that immediately sent up red flags to me. I've never been to Louisiana, but I know for a fact that most Louisianians, or a lot of them, are not swimming in the bayou, right?
Yeah, I never would get in a bayou because it's basically, it's a swamp.
It's a swamp, and there's a lot of
alligators. Yeah.
She goes,
all kinds of stuff.
She says the alligators in Louisiana are much friendlier than the alligators in Florida.
Well, you're kidding. You're kidding.
No, that's what.
I mean, we do have outgoing personalities. We Louisianians, you know that. We're colorful characters.
Right.
And I'm worried. Alligators are more hospitable. And all.
I'm worried sick. We're going to see her on the news getting eaten by an alligator. Who swims in a bayou?
That's
and right. It's dirty.
Some people do. But I'm not the reckless type like that. I wouldn't do it. Now, no. In a lake all day. But not in a swampy area. No.
So if she's married to a guy that is an airboat tour guide that's in the swamps all day, don't you think is he swimming in the bayou? He might be, right?
Yeah, he may be. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But I mean, what a change! You're a Hollywood celebrity. You're a huge music pop star, and now you're living in Louisiana, swimming in the bayou.
And she's as happy as she could be.
It sounds that way, at least for now.
Yeah, a lot of people like a change to a simple life.
Yeah.
Then again, but most people are allergic to alligator bites.
Yeah.
Makes most people bleed.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Get the latest extra funny episode at tjriggins.com, all major podcast platforms, and on YouTube. Thank you for joining us.
In 3, 2, 1.
This is TJ and Reagan's. Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Hey, our friends at Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress is having a big Labor Day sale. It's been going on, but this is the time to do it. You want to go by there. People are just running in getting those good mattresses for their college kids and the kids that are moving out into their own world. So they got a lot of great stuff. So you can go check them out at tjriggins.com/mattress or Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Okay. There's a lady who made a video of herself in a very nice car, I might add. And she has a question about one of her favorite food places. Listen.
Oh. This is a question that I have for the owner of Annie Ann's. Why don't y'all have a drive-thru? Like, it would slap so hard if I got to drive through at Annie Ann's drive-thru right now and pick up some pretzels on the way home. And like, if you guys had like a little dirty soda that I could get too. I don't want to go into my ghetto mall and basically have to fight for my life in order to get some pretzels. Like, please give us some drive-thru options. I would be there at least four times a week. And I don't think I'm exaggerating. Like, I'm serious. Do it for the people. Okay. We beg of you.
Okay. Now, I would be willing to invest in that company for her if she would agree to stop saying like so often.
Yes.
She's an adult. She should be speaking without having to say like every other word like.
Yeah, exactly. But
I don't think I could invest in it because I'm Southern. The reason that I would never talk about going to that place. One, I like pretzels. Okay. I don't freak out over pretzels, you know, the soft pretzels and all like a lot of people do, but I like them. You know, you dip them in that beer cheese and stuff at a sports bar. That's pretty good.
Sure.
But I could never say that I like this place or I'm going to that place to get something because of being so Southern.
Because where did it originated up north? Is that
it has to have because Southern people don't say auntie.
Okay, but to your point, she says Annie, and how many people do you know that says Annie Ann's, like Annie,
like the name, like Little Orphan Annie Ann's?
Yeah.
I always thought it was Annie. Yeah,
it's Auntie Ann's. Yeah,
Auntie.
Right, and as a Southerner, not wanting to have my Southern card revoked, I would never call one of my parents' siblings or sisters auntie. Like I have my mom's sister's name's Tina and I love her a lot, but I would never call her Auntie Tina.
Right.
Because it's just too Yankee sounding.
Would you say aunt?
No, aunt. And Southern people say aunt or ain't. Like my nephews call my wife Aunt Jody because they're really, really country.
My Yankee sister-in-law, I'm Auntie Lynn to her kids.
So. You got to stop that.
I mean, I don't call myself that.
Oh,
I just say
because you just think of your kids. You're trying to keep them Southern, though, aren't you? Even though they've got that Midwest in their blood.
Yes.
You're trying to keep them Southern.
Yes.
So don't just say, hey, don't call me that in front of my kids.
Actually, I'm like, don't call me Auntie at all, but just call me Lindsay. Like, we're cool, yeah, right?
I feel the same way.
I'm a cool mom.
Yeah. Yeah. My little friend Jenny has five nephews, and they all just call her Jenny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Could you imagine calling her Auntie Jenny?
No. Nah.
Get punched in the face.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yeah, yeah. So the other night, Lindsay did the Lindsay Look thing on the Facebook Live with the, what's the woman's name from the cosmetic place?
Her name is Serby, and she is the owner, founder, CEO of Love Indus.
Okay, so she works the makeup counter.
Yeah.
Sprays you with perfume when you walk through the mall. Got
exactly.
it.
Yes. Very, very well renowned, yeah. you know.
But somebody commented during that and was all insulting to you?
Bev. Listen, me and Bev, we're going to have a little chat if I ever run into her. So we're doing Lindsay Look. I'm minding my own business. I'm talking to Serby. We're talking about all of her accomplishments and how awesome her products are because they truly have changed my face. And I go into detail about how it's changed my face, which is I had melasma when I was pregnant, which is dark spots on your face. It has taken these dark spots away. So I'm praising her. Well, Bev comes up, pops up on my chat. It's like this long, and I'm like trying to read it. First of all, her grammar is terrible. So I'm having to like read it for like 10 minutes to try to figure out what it says. And basically it says, you're a liar. You're fake. Why don't you just go ahead and tell everybody you've had Botox since you were 26 and that's what's making your face not wrinkly, not these products and blah, blah, blah. Goes into this long paragraph and you ain't and you ain't and you was. And it was just, I was just like, wait a second. So I'm talking to Serby and I'm like answering these people and I get to hers and I'm like, I apologize. I have to comment on this. So I start talking about it. I'm like, listen, I never once said that I didn't get. And if you watch the show, I'm very open about what I do. Mm-hmm. I never once said these products cause my wrinkles to go away. It's helped me with other things. I've never said that. And so I defend myself and Serby's just sitting there like, you know, your listeners, they're wild. Oh my God.
Because isn't she, she's got this aura.
Yes.
You know, she's so sophisticated and, you know.
Yeah, she's from India and like all of her products are, I mean, made with the highest fabric silk and like just, you know, whatever. So I was like kind of embarrassed because here we ain't was, what, what? You know, I was like, TJ would die right now if he read this. God.
You're a liar.
You're a liar. You ain't nothing. You was born with a silver spoon. You ain't like what? I can't. Wanging all over the place. But
and she's got to be sitting there going, oh, is this a Maury show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like,
is this gonna get violent? She posted, is this going to get violent?
Well, and when she commented after, bless her heart, she's like the sweetest lady. She was like, listen, tons of people get whatever work done, and I am totally fine with that. What I like to say is get your work done, and these products in between, you know, prolong the time you have between. She's like, we never talk bad about people that get, and this lady's like,
I wasn't never going to say anything bad about Botox. Isn't that what she said?
Yeah. You know your name? Yeah. Bev.
No, the other one.
Oh,
the,
Serby.
Serby said that. Yeah. She goes, this was fun, and I ain't had this kind of fun in a while, Lindsay. Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Now Trending happens every hour on the TJ and Riggins Show, getting you caught up on the world's biggest stories in pop culture, world news, and all the hottest news trending on the internet. Don't miss it. It's Now Trending every hour on the TJ and Riggins Show.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, if you are taking advantage of this weekend, this long weekend, to go on a date with somebody, you got your hot date, as the kids say. Ooh, got a hot date. She's the cat's meow. That's what the kids are saying. This Maine has some advice for you. Some you know, experience under his belt. He wants you to be on the lookout for this.
Fellas, if you go out to eat with a woman and she don't send her food back, she don't ask for sauce on the side, she don't ask them to make it a certain way, she don't ask for sea salt, she just eat her food as is on the menu, you were the man.
You were the man. I mean,
that's right.
So he has a high maintenance woman is what I'm hearing.
Or he may be just out in the dating world and that's what he's seeing every time he takes somebody out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a pain when you're with somebody that does that kind of thing. They send it, sending stuff back all the time, asking for special things on the side.
I don't even know how you could stand being around a person like that. You know,
it's hard even being friends with someone.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. I don't know anyone really like that, that I'm friends with.
No, they seem awful. Quite honestly.
You can't even bear to be with them long enough to have a meal.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Put them in jail or something.
I know. Listen, I know we're laughing about this because TJ, you are not this bad. I'm friends with a girl. I used to dance with her. She will send her drink back, her meal back, and her dessert back all in one dinner.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Like, you're not that bad. Okay, I know you like your things.
But most of the time, I'm just asking for things that normally come on it, just not put it on there.
Right.
Which to me, would be a lot easier. You say, oh, well, we don't have to put onions on this, and we don't, this just plain to send it out there,
Right, right.
But then they always end up with something on it that's not supposed to be there.
But can you remove that stuff yourself, or do you always send it back?
I try, most of the time I would rather just remove it. But people at the table with me will always say, no, send that back. Hey, come here. Like, they want to send it back. Like, they're stepping up for me.
Yeah.
Right. And so otherwise I would just scrape it off most of the time, or I would just push it away and go, I can't eat that.
I've seen you do that.
Hold on. We got to take a break. I'll tell you what.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right, so we were talking about when I send food back at the restaurants, or how my order is always wrong and things like that. And then I don't really like doing that. I usually will just scrape off whatever's on there that shouldn't be on there or whatever. But sometimes I will just say, okay, I'm not going to eat that, but I'm not going to make a big deal about sending it back and all that. And then Riggins, you say you've been with me when I've done that.
Yes.
I thought I knew when that was, but I'm not sure. Was it when I got the cheeseburger that was so big I couldn't eat it?
That was one time. Yeah.
Because I have a small mouth, and they send out they think it's so great because it's so thick and everything. But if the customer can't actually physically eat it without it, going everywhere and causing a big mess. And I just say, I'm not, and this is a rule of mine, and I should get this put on the t-shirt that says, I'm not going to fight with my food.
Yeah. So you can't just smash it down because it'll go. Yeah.
No, it's just, huge. So I don't make a big deal out of it. I don't say, I want my money back. Get me something. I don't do that. I say, okay, well, I can't eat that. Because it's not their fault. That's how they make the burger. There's nothing wrong with the burger. That's how they do it. So I don't want to sit there and demand that, oh, this isn't what I thought it was going to be.
Right.
It's just easier for me just to say, I'm not eating that.
But it makes everybody uncomfortable at the table that you're not eating now.
But I never understood that either. Because back when I was really, working out and regimented nutrition plan and all of that, Jody used to say that we'd go out to dinner with friends and stuff, and I would eat before I left something clean or whatever, that because I was so strict with it. And she'd say, well, that makes everybody else uncomfortable if you don't eat. Like, why does that have anything to do with anybody else? I'm not judging them. I'm not telling them they shouldn't be eating. I'm not trying to rush anybody. I just don't get it.
Because everybody's doing like this one. It's like if we went to eat dinner and I was like not eating, but like praying the rosary at the table or something. It's like you just got to follow, like do what everybody else is doing.
Well, and I think maybe it's different if you eat before and just not order anything. But maybe if something comes out, people feel like you're mad about it if you don't want to eat. Even though you're not, people feel bad. And then they're like, oh, I feel bad he can't eat that, you know?
Well, that's like throwing somebody a surprise party that doesn't like surprises.
Right.
You do it for everybody else's sake, not the person.
True.
Leave me alone.
Let it be.
This is the TJ and Riggin Show.
Now Trending happens every hour on the TJ and Riggin Show, getting you caught up on the world's biggest stories in pop culture, world news, and all the hottest news trending on the internet. Don't miss it. It's Now Trending every hour on the TJ and Riggin Show.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggin Show.
The world's, the nation's longest domestic flight is now done. Apparently, you could fly on Hawaiian Airlines from Boston to Hawaii. And that they say due to a lack of demand, they are no longer offering that flight. They originally offered it four times a week. So you could fly from Hawaii to Boston. And they said not a lot of people wanted to do it. So they are canceling it. Hawaiian Airlines.
Okay. So you would fly from Boston and all the way across the country to Hawaii. So from LA to Hawaii is about 6.5 hours, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when we went to Sydney for the Olympics, I think Hawaii was halfway to Sydney and it was 6.5 hours or something like that. Yeah.
That's, yeah, it's like 12 hours from here because we have to go six to LA and then LA to, it's crazy.
Yeah. So they're canceling. It's 5,095 miles. And that is a long flight. So they said no one wants to do it. So they're canceling that flight.
I get it.
Yeah. That's a long time to be in an airplane anywhere. Yeah. The Powerball drawing, the next drawing happens on Saturday night. The jackpot is up to $950 million, cash value $428.9 million. So they always recommend that you take it in one clump sum, as TJ's wife Jody calls it, a clump sum. And yeah, you'll end up with, I don't know what, over $200 million, but not nearly your $950 that you actually won.
So wouldn't that be great if tomorrow night, LSU beats Clemson, which they're probably not going to do, but just by some stretch of the imagination, they do. And then I hit the Powerball. Wow.
Wouldn't that be unbelievable?
Oh, and who are you going to share it with?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do with it is I'm going to take enough of that money and become an LSU donor to have enough power to fire the head coach and get somebody else in there.
Oh, good.
Okay, good.
Well, his contract.
Okay. Secondly, are we like down on the list? Okay.
Oh, no. I'd share it with all the people that I care about.
Great. I hope you win.
But I mean, sharing it, I mean, that's like $20 is sharing it. You know, yeah,
true.
I mean, a happy meal.
Yeah. What I would do, I would finish Kyle's man cave thing for him.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yes. He would love that.
Yeah. So good luck to TJ and everybody else playing the Powerball with the drawing for $950 million on Saturday night. So there is something in the news that you really need to know about. I'm going to share all the details coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggin Show. Get the latest extra funny episode at tjriggins.com, all major podcast platforms, and on YouTube. Thank you for joining us. In 3, 2, 1. This is TJ and Riggins.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
I'm nervous about telling the story. Okay, well, do you think Jody's listening right now, TJ? Does she listen to the entire show?
She used to, but I don't think she she does anymore.
Okay. All right. So everyone just be cool and don't like run out to tell Jody that I'm talking about her. But
I'm putting her on speaker right now.
I have a funny Jody story that's kind of like TJ was talking about last week, how one time she asked your son what he wanted for dinner. And he said, she said, do you want me to just cook something at home or should I just go get Wendy's? And he was like, well, actually, you know what? I think I'd like Wendy's tonight. And she goes, I'll just cook something at home. And that's sort of, that story has been told many times on the radio, but I had a similar situation with Jody, just like that earlier this week. On Sunday, she sent me a couple pictures from this brand we're working with called Katie Waltman. It's a jewelry boutique based out of Salt Lake City, Utah. And she makes really cute like dresses and costume jewelry, things like that. And she sent me these pictures that we had already used on social media to promote it. And she said, if you want to use these, you won't hurt my feelings if you don't want to use them. I'm just offering them up to you to talk about the brand and stuff like that. You won't hurt my feelings, though, if you don't want to use them. I was like, no problem. This is great. Thank you for being proactive. Thank you for sending it to me. So yesterday, she texts me and she goes, are you going to post those pictures soon?
Oh, I love her.
And I like panic, you know, when I'm not scared of Jody, but like when she tells you to do something, you just do it. That's what I've kind of learned. But the honest part about it is I wasn't going to use them because we had already used them in a previous post.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we've been a little Jody heavy lately on social media. So I was going to skip that one.
Yeah.
And then she goes, are you going to post those soon? And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I meant to. So now she's got me lying because I'm scared. I'm like, I meant to do this earlier this week. That was a lie. I wasn't going to post.
But she would have been fine if you would have said when she sent them, hey, we've already posted these. And so I'm going to lay off for a minute because we've been doing a lot of that and we have already posted these pictures.
Yeah, so, I know.
The fact that you didn't say it immediately, she assumed, well, he's going to post them. And, you know,
it's just so fun. I just love it.
It's on a list. That list is not checked off, you know.
Yeah. It's on the list.
It's, can't deal with it.
You don't forget anything.
Oh, man. Yeah. It was funny. And that's on me because, you know, I wasn't honest and I wasn't truthful and forthcoming with her. So it was really on me, but it was just kind of funny. She was like, you going to post those soon? I'm going to let you know.
And isn't it true that every conversation with her is like an interrogation?
Yes. Yes.
Hey, let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.